is from the State Correctional Institution and is subject to monitoring and recording.
Justice Radio Station. Social Issues App. 2015. USA Incorporated. Open Air Prison. Open Air Prison. USA Incorporated. USA Incorporated. USA Incorporated.
Is fast becoming one of the biggest open air prisons on Earth. Prison Radio.
What are the issues? What is the issue? What is the issue?
Until the philosophy which hold one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned. Everywhere is war. It's a war.
No, I can't figure you, man.
What's the figure?
I mean, what are you in this for? You want power, you want revenge, you know? What is it?
It's simple, Willie. I just want to be free. How about you?
So do I.
And I hate white folks.
Hate white folks? This is not about hate white folks. It's about loving freedom enough to die or kill for it if necessary. Now you're gonna need more than hate to sustain you when this thing begins.
Now if you feel that way, you're no good to us and you're no good to yourself.
Democracy versus justice.
Trojan Horse, you have a question for Mr. Fuller. Good to hear from you, Pam.
Good evening, Mr. Fuller, and good evening, Gus and Justice. Great to hear from you again. I did have a question for you, Mr. Fuller. A real common counter-racist position it appears to be that black people or non-white people should not dislike or hate white people, and that we should not harm other people, including other non-white people, in our attempts to dismantle the system of white supremacy. I don't disagree with that because I don't advocate violence, but my question is, if we are engaged in a war, and to me, being engaged in a war means you have an enemy. And if you have an enemy and you're not willing to engage in warlike strategies, which include disliking your enemy and possibly using violence against your enemy if necessary, then how can we expect to win the war against white supremacy? And that's something that I'm struggling with.
Oh, well, you just follow a code that's designed to get the job done. Now that has nothing to do, like an lesson, another lesson that is expressed. That's not one that I didn't already know, because I'd already expressed it. But I like that scene in the movie The Godfather, where in a counter way, you do the same thing in counter-racism. Like the character called Santini was telling his brother Michael. He said, "Michael, you're taking this personal because you were hit on the jaw by this police captain, McCluskey." Said, "You're all fired up emotionally." He said, "This is business. It's not personal. It's business." Said, "It goes with the territory. You getting hit on the jaw goes with the territory." Said, "So you don't act on the basis if you got hit on the jaw. You act on the basis of what's good for the Corleone family. You don't just run out here and start doing something because you're angry." And that's a very important principle, because black people let their emotions govern them. And that is a huge reason why we're in the shape that we're in. After the fact, we jump up in many a court and we say, "Well, I did that because that's how I felt at the time." And the judge said, "Well, because that's the way you felt at the time, now you're sitting here pleading with me to understand how you felt at the time, but I'm going to tell you with no emotion at all that you are going to be locked up for the rest of your existence. Now, how about that? And I do that without being angry with you. In fact, I think that you're a jolly good fellow. But I am going to lock you up without any hatred. I don't even know you. But on account of I'm going to follow the code that I have here on my desk in front of me and lock you up for the rest of your days at hard labor. And I'm not mad at you. But that is going to be the result of you losing your temper. I haven't lost mine. I just went out and captured you, and now I'm going to lock you up. I have no feelings about it at all. I don't even know you. Next case." Now, the non-white people should take note of that and have a full understanding of that kind of thinking and act intelligently according to that kind of thinking. Hatred is completely unnecessary. Anybody who's ever been a soldier knows that. Most of the time, you're shooting somebody you never even see. Ask a bomber pilot who's just sitting there, and he watches that bomb sight. And when he sees that bomb sight through those crosshairs, if you take the old-fashioned analogy, old World War II type, sitting in the nose of that B-17 or that Hinkle bomber or whatever it is, or that Japanese Betty, when that bombardier looks in that bomb sight, he doesn't see anything but a pattern of what he has seen on a map. It's some clouds drifting by. As soon as he sees the break in the clouds, he just pushes a button. And 500-pound bombs go dropping through the air, right through that cloud formation or past those clouds. And he hopes that he has the same pattern, that he hit it just at the correct moment, that he's been training, looking at a map. He doesn't see any people moving around or anything. But you better believe, when those 500-pounders finally connect with the ground, his body's flying all over the place. But he doesn't hear the sound of the yells. He doesn't see the blood flying. He doesn't see any of that. All he sees is that the bombs have gone away, and they got smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller until they disappeared. And then he sees some puffs down there that looks like little flowers. But in the expression of military, all hell is breaking loose down there on the ground. but the person high up in that airplane doesn't hear anything, doesn't hear a scream, doesn't hear a yell, doesn't hear the sound of the explosions, nothing. But the job is done. A lot of death has been inflicted on a whole bunch of people. When you have 1,000 plane formation and all of them are dropping 500 pounds of bombs in clusters of a dozen or more in one spot. It's slaughter on a mass scale. Pieces of houses flying up in there, turning in over in, chimneys, stoves, whatever. Babies screaming. People's heads blown off. Is this done with anger? No. It's scientific. Now, primitive people, they got to dance around a fire. Get all charged up. And the people that they're getting charged up about, they're singing and dancing and turning flips. I mean, you know, the people who are getting ready to make this attack, these are primitive people. They got to get psyched up. I'm going and get the enemy. I got to get mad. The white supremacists sit right there on the hillside and say, how many of them are dancing around that fire? And they say, oh, about 75. Say, okay, position all your troops in a line where when they come up the trail, they're going to come up here yelling and screaming and all fired up and talking about how much they are going to slaughter us. And by the time they get to the top of the ridge, what few of them is left, there'll just be about two or three of them out of 75, and they'll be wounded. Because we're going to kill them coming up the trail. Because they'll make enough noise because they're mad. But we don't think like they do. We don't need to get mad. We need to get scientific. That's what the white supremacists say to their army. We don't need to feel anything at all. We just know what buttons to push that will eliminate them, like a video game, without feeling anything, and have a cup of coffee while we're doing it. And that method has proven to be extremely efficient. That's why I say the record shows that talking about how much you hate somebody is useless. Better figure out what to do. Use that energy to use your brain, not your emotions.
Thank you, Mr. Fuller.
That's
an opinion.
It helped me, so thank you.